What's going on, Melanie? What's going on, Queen City? And this is the new and improved In the Trenches, my take on the weekend that was in sports, and you do with it what you will. I don't know why everybody's so excited about the Panthers beating the Saints 41-10. Yeah, I know it ended a 7-game losing skid and all that good stuff, but hey, they beat the New Orleans Saints. This team is bad for a reason. I know the defense shut down New Orleans, but they've been making mistakes all season long. Drew Brees has been uncharacteristic. It's not that important, folks. It's not that tremendous of a win. They beat a bad New Orleans team. Cam Newton front running. I know he scored a couple of touchdowns, but where was this at when the Panthers were struggling and they needed someone to galvanize the troops? Not a fan of that as well, but hey, the Panthers got it done nonetheless. Half game out of the NFC South. Falcons play tonight against the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay. So the Panthers may have a chance to win the NFC South, whatever that means. They got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming in Sunday at 1. Listen, college football, the committee got it right. Ohio State deserved to be in after a 59-0 thrashing of Wisconsin. In the Big Ten Championship, Baylor, TCU were good teams, but if you want to get in, don't schedule Bacon State and Jerusalem Teachers College, and you can get in the Final Four. So now we got Bama and OSU in the Rose Bowl, in the Sugar Bowl, and Florida State and Oregon in the Rose Bowl with those winners playing January 12th. I like the nose to get it done. Carolina teams in bowl games. The Tar Heels will take on Rutgers in the Quick Lane Bowl. NC State will play UCF in the St. Petersburg Bowl. ECU will play Florida in the Birmingham Bowl. South Carolina will play Miami in the Independence Bowl. Clemson will play Oklahoma in the Russell Athletic Bowl. Duke will take on Arizona State in the Sun Bowl. And in the Belk Bowl will feature Louisville and Georgia. Hornets, listen, wait and see on those guys. They still got a long season to go in the Eastern Conference. Broke their losing streak this weekend against the New York Knicks. Got Boston coming in, so just be patient with those guys, and just maybe they can get it done. High school football, Mallet Creek, Charlotte Catholic, the dominant teams in Charlotte right now. Mallet Creek just has more Division I athletes than everybody else, both playing in the state championship this weekend. Charlotte Catholic on Friday, Mallet Creek on Saturday. Go check it out and support those guys if you so choose to. And this has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. You can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where we always get all the way live, Melanie.